Welcome to the Monday, November 20th, 2011 edition of the Sand Senate Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. With Thanksgiving behind us here in the US, at least, the Christmas shopping season is now in full swing. A number of organizations came up with safe shopping guides, and I'm not sure exactly if we'll do one ourselves. It's not really what our audience is usually that interested in, but if you have some awareness newsletter or so that you have to come up with, this would be a good thing to add to any newsletter like that. This month, I think the main items to stress is to stick with retailers that you know. Be very in particular of sort of electronic delivery items that arrive unsolicited, like coupons or so that come as an attachment. And then finally, watch your credit card statement. Just a while ago, the Verizon report again noted that there are a lot of credit card numbers being lost by reputable companies, and so really when you go to a website you don't know how secure it really is and who is receiving that credit card data. So best protection here is, of course, the credit card company will typically cover you in these cases, but watch your statement to be aware of any irregularities as soon as possible. Personally, I found that credit card companies tend to be rather proactive in these cases and are pretty good in spotting fraudulent activity these days. Of course, another side effect that you may run into is that during a Christmas shopping spree, all for a sudden your credit card turns out to be blocked because of some fraud alert that your credit card company may have issued because of some of the odd purchases that you made. One of the electronic delivery scams kind of went around last week. The security company 11 has a little bit of write-up about that. And essentially, it claims to be an iTunes gift certificate. And I think I've seen a couple copies myself. Not sure if I kept them around. To me, they were pretty obviously fake. The attachment that claimed to be the gift certificate was a zip file that you would have then to unzip, and that unveils then an executable that, if you launch it, will install all kinds of other good malware on your system. But with mass spam malware like that, they're just hoping for a couple of lucky strikes where maybe they're hitting a user that just ordered an iTunes gift certificate and is sort of waiting for it to be delivered as an email. But well, let's move on to our more typical diet of vulnerabilities. And that's not so much the user, but more sort of the technical issues. And Qualys uncovered a new variation of the Apache reverse proxy rewrite vulnerability. The effect of the problem is the same as the original vulnerability. An attacker could bypass restrictions placed on the proxy. So you can actually then, or the attacker could access sites behind a reverse proxy that would otherwise be blocked by proxy filtering rules. Configurations like that are somewhat common, I would say. If people use a reverse proxy, they typically do apply some mod rewrite rules to rewrite the URLs, and then some proxy pass filters and such to allow certain URLs to be accessed or not accessed. Now, the nature of the vulnerability here is that an attacker, by strategically placing, for example, the add symbol in the URL, has then that URL rewritten. So if you prepend, for example, the IP address of a backend server that's supposed to be reached, the add symbol makes it so the full URL looks like, well, the IP address is now a username, and then the attacker's host name or IP address will be used instead as a target. This can only happen if the rewrite rule just prepends the plain IP address or hostname without a trailing slash. So what you want to do is you want to make sure that your rewrite rules include the IP address, a slash, hard-coded, and then whatever part you pull out of the original URL submitted by the user. There is a patch in the works for it, but nothing has been released so far, so your best bet is to adjust your rewrite rules. Another workaround may be a firewall that blocks access from the proxy server to servers on the back end that you don't want to have access via the proxy server. But sometimes the goal of these rewrite rules is to provide certain users with access to certain backend systems. So that may not be so easy. Anyway, this is it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.